Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You can live a long, healthy life if you're HIV positive. With the current treatments, we can get patients down to being undetectable.
The array of options is so much greater today.
U equals U. Undetectable equals untransmittable. If someone who's HIV positive, they're taking their medication, they're undetectable, they're not able to pass HIV to their partners. Do it for you, Montgomery County.
Your HIV treatment is their prevention. Get more information at doitforumc.org.
Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Yo, what's happening, Rush Nation? It is Murph here. Want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Hope everyone is enjoying their festivities. If you're listening to this in the United States, if you're listening to this in the UK and you celebrate it, happy Thanksgiving to you too. Hope you're enjoying it and you've got plenty of things to be thankful for. If you're not and it's just a regular Thursday, then no worries. We still got NFL football starting at 5:30 this evening. So plenty going on. 3 games today, as is the traditional Thanksgiving Day sporting fiesta that we get, which is an amazing Thursday that we all get to enjoy. So I thought what I would do is do the matchups pod in 3 parts this week. The first part getting out to you just enough time to set your lineups for the Thanksgiving Day slate. So be doing just the 3 games on Thanksgiving. The second part that will drop at some point Thursday evening will be for the 6 o'clock games. And then you'll get another part for the later games on Friday. It's just easier for me to record them in those stages as well. So let's cover off these 3 games and then I can get this out to you and you'll be able to listen to this. Hopefully well before the games, but depends how long it takes to clean up and get published, etc. But hopefully quite soon. Let's start with the first game at 5:30 p.m. and we have Chicago versus Detroit. And this is obviously a game I don't think loads of people are going to be too gutted if they're stuck at work late and miss this. It should still be a good game, but of all the games this weekend, this is probably the one that I'm probably least looking forward to, but it is on in isolation, so we'll get a chance to watch bits and pieces of it and be able to enjoy it. So let's start with Chicago. And the Chicago side of the ball, Andy Dalton is going to be starting at quarterback. It's not one I would start in a 1QB league, only as a desperation play in a 2QB league. So realistically, there's just a couple of players here in the Chicago side that I'd be interested in starting. We're going to look at the running backs here. And the running back situation is David Montgomery. David Montgomery, I have currently ranked at RB12. I'm slightly lower than consensus, but the game script is good for him. It should be a really good one. And I should expect him to have a reasonably good outing. So he's someone I would definitely be starting above anyone else. When it comes to the wide receivers, Darnell Mooney is the only one I want to start. still a bit unclear whether or not Alan Robinson, I think he's probably now officially been ruled out, but I've been waiting on that news to see if he has. But either way, the way he's been getting numbers is not something that's overly attractive. So the only one that really would start in these games is Darnell Mooney. He is at wide receiver 28 in my rankings this week. And I'm not too interested in starting Goodwin as a flex. I have him at 62 on the week, which is pretty in line with consensus, funny enough. So Darnell Mooney, it's well worth a start as a sort of wide receiver three with wide receiver two upside. If you're looking at tight ends and you're looking at Cole Kmet, again, not one I'm desperate to start this week. I think I have Cole Kmet outside of my top 12. Yeah, I have Cole Kmet at 21 on the week, and I am slightly low in consensus on him. Consensus is 19, so shouldn't really be a play unless you're absolutely desperate. So that takes care of everything on the Chicago side. The Detroit side, it's a much narrower path. There's only two players. It could be Tim Boyle that will start, waiting on confirmation on that one. But either way, if it's Goff, if it's Boyle, it doesn't matter. I'm not starting either. DeAndre Swift is the highest rated player I have in this game. I have him at running back 5 on the week. And I do think that if you're absolutely desperate, you can start Williams, but I wouldn't. I do have him at running back 48. But, I mean, if you're absolutely desperate and you've decimated, I think he will put a few points together, but I don't think he's going to be overly busy. It's not one I'd be desperate to do. Nor am I desperate to start any of the pass catchers for the Detroit Lions, especially at wide receiver. I say pass catchers, there is one I would start, but we'll get to that in tight ends. I have St. Brown at 65, and he's my top-rated Detroit wide receiver this week. So I'm out on all the pass catchers there, with the exception of TJ Hockenson, who was my tight end 7 on the week. So just to recap in this game, David Montgomery, running back 12, Darnell Mooney, wide receiver 28, Cole Kmet, tight end 21, DeAndre Swift, running back 5, TJ Hockenson, tight end 7. They're the only ones under any consideration, and I probably wouldn't even start Kmet unless desperate, and Jamal Williams, running back 44. So that ties off that nice early game nice and quickly. Then we have the Raiders versus the Cowboys. This should be a really exciting game. I'm looking forward to this one. And actually think there's going to be a lot going on in this game. Let's start with the pass. Let's start with the quarterbacks in this game. I have Dak Prescott at quarterback 6 on the week, and I have Derek Carr at quarterback 12 on the week. So both of those in my top 12 this week. Both of them you can quite comfortably start and start with ease. So no worries there at all. I have Ezekiel Elliott. I know there's a few concerns, but he doesn't seem to have an injury designation, at least at time of recording this. So he is my running back 9 on the week. Josh Jacobs is my running back 21. And Tony Pollard, I think, has flex appeal this week. I have him running back 28. So three running backs you could potentially start in this game. Now we get to the wide receivers, and it's very beat up here for Dallas. Amari Cooper doesn't look like he's going to get off the COVID list in time. And then you've got CeeDee Lamb as well, who's also banged up. So it doesn't look likely that either of those are going to go, at least at time of recording, and this could change, so keep an eye on it ASAP. But we have here Michael Gallup is at the moment the highest rated pass catcher I have in this game. As a result of all these injuries, I have him at wide receiver 15 on the week. I have Hunter Renfrow at wide receiver 30 on the week. Cedric Wilson at wide receiver 36 on the week. And then they're the only three I feel comfortable starting. I have Brian Edwards at wide receiver 67 on the week, so not starting him in this one at all. And then as I get to the tight ends, Darren Waller is my tight end 1 on the week. There is no Kelsey this week. And I have Dalton Schultz. Dalton Schultz is my tight end 4. So this is definitely a matchup for the tight ends here. So just to recap, you can start both quarterbacks in this game. Both of them are QB1s on my rankings this week. I have Elliott as a QB one, Jacobs as a QB running back one. I have Jacobs as a running back two. I have Pollard as a flex running back three. I have Renfro as a wide receiver three. I have Michael Gallup as a wide receiver two and Cedric Wilson as a wide receiver three. And I have Darren Waller as the number one overall tight end and Dalton Schultz as the number four overall tight end. So lots of players would be considering to play in this one. And then we have Buffalo at New Orleans. Let's just cover off New Orleans really quickly because I don't think it's going to take a lot of time. I'm not starting Trevor Siemian at quarterback at all, nor am I starting any of the pass catchers. If I was absolutely desperate for a flex play here, it would be Marcus Callaway. But again, I don't think I've got him high enough for me to be having that sort of flex appeal. I have him at... I have Tre'Quan Smith at 54, Marcus Callaway at 56. So desperation flex plays at best. So really the only position here we need to concentrate on for New Orleans, because everyone is injured. Adam Troutman, who I put in my waiver wire column, turned out he's injured now for 4 to 6 weeks. Will it only be a short term couple of days? Turns out I got that one wrong. It's why I'm not a doctor. So Mark Ingram, so Alvin Kamara is out. So all you've got here is Mark Ingram, who is questionable, and then you've got Tony Jones. I expect right now, and I'm recording this quite a bit in advance, that Mark Ingram will play, and I think he will still get the majority of touches. I put him at a very low end RB2. That's kind of where I have him. If he doesn't go, then Tony Jones will get work. I still think he's at best a high end RB3. If you want to add him as a desperation play, fine, but I'm not overly confident he's going to get a huge amount of love in this game. I think instead I would probably just be starting Ingram cautiously, but I'd be watching that news until I went to bed, and hopefully by then you'll get a real steer as to how he is, because he's listed as questionable. And if we get this tag nice and early, he's expected to play, then fine. If we don't, and you're still waiting until you get to bed, I'll take him out of your lineup, because then I think at that point you probably know it's not going to happen. So that covers off New Orleans. Now we've got Buffalo, and they're coming off a pretty bad week for them last week, and I expect them to really do the business. So I have Josh Allen as my number one overall QB this week. I think he's going to have a bean in his bonnet, and I think he's going to really take it out on people. As for the running backs here, I have Singletary over Moss, only because I think there's a slight injury concern to Moss, but I'm not starting either. Singletary's at 38, Zach Moss is at 42. We now get to the pass catchers. I have Stephon Diggs as my wide receiver 4 overall on the week. Manuel Sanders is my wide receiver 35 on the week. I expect him to bounce back this week. Cole Beasley is my wide receiver 45. And Gabriel Davis is my wide receiver 49. That's right. I have 4 pass catchers here in the top 50. I just think that they are going to run wild here, the Bills. That's my prediction in this one. And then I do have Dawson Knox as my tight end 13. Now, I'm slightly lower consensus. I do think you can start Dawson Knox if you have him as your tight end. He's not going to cause you too many problems. I mean, it's the same with any tight end. They could easily blank, but I think you'll probably be okay to get anywhere between sort of 6 and 10 fantasy points out of him this week. And that's going to do it. That's going to cover off the 3 games. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. There'll be another pod dropping later, hopefully with the 6 o'clock games, and then you'll get one on Friday with the later games and Monday night football. So until then, Rush Nation, enjoy the games, enjoy Thanksgiving, and as always, don't forget, keep rushing.
Entitled to sexual health, just as much as physical and mental health.
We want to make it easier for folks to find resources. However they engage with us, there's no wrong door.
So it's important that people are able to get access to care that is affirming.
Talking about what their sex life is, about their concerns, and to make sure they're healthy.
Do it for them. Do it for you, Montgomery County.
Your sexual health matters. Visit doitforumc.org.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.